What not to do, mocking reincarnation, or missing the longing for release. In this video, we focus on what not to do when someone speaks from Hindu-shaped ideas, especially karma, reincarnation, and release. The first mistake is mockery. A Christian leader might hear someone say, "I think my loved one will return in another life," and respond, "That is ridiculous," or "That is just superstition." That kind of response usually closes the door. It may defend a doctrine, but it does not care well for the person. A second mistake is turning every conversation into a debate. Imagine a hospice daughter saying, "I think my mother is returning to the divine." That is not the moment to give a long lecture on the differences between reincarnation, moksha, and resurrection. She is grieving. She needs steadiness, dignity, and perhaps a gentle question. A better response might be, "I hear how deeply you want your mother to be at peace. Would you be comfortable sharing what that hope means to you?" The third mistake is false agreement. A Christian leader might say, "Yes, that is basically the same as heaven, but reincarnation, absorption into ultimate reality, liberation from rebirth, and Christian resurrection are not the same hope." Christianity does not teach that the person disappears into the divine. Christianity does not teach that the soul keeps returning through many lives until it escapes. Christianity proclaims Jesus Christ crucified and risen and the resurrection of embodied persons in God's new creation. So we avoid both harsh correction and vague agreement. The fourth mistake is missing the longing. When someone speaks about karma, they may be longing for justice. When someone speaks about reincarnation, they may be longing for life beyond death. When someone speaks about release, they may be longing for freedom from suffering. When someone speaks about oneness, they may be longing for belonging and peace. A wise Christian leader listens for the longing beneath the word. Then, with permission, the leader can offer Christian clarity. You might say, "Christians understand hope differently. We believe God created embodied human life as good, that death is an enemy, and that Jesus rose bodily from the dead. Our hope is not escape from personhood, but redemption and resurrection." Say this gently, say it briefly, say it at the right time. In weddings, funerals, hospice, coaching, and pastoral care, your role is not to win an argument. Your role is to serve faithfully, ask permission, protect dignity, and bear witness to Christ. Do not mock, do not flatten, do not pressure. Listen for the longing, clarify the meaning, share the hope of Christ with grace and truth.